Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
But, you know, when Republicans say, you know, why now? Why this timing? Why not this timing?
I mean, no time is a good time.
No, that's not true. She's leaving her chairmanship. So Dianne Feinstein wants to get this off her desk. And look, I agree with you. The United States of America is awesome. We are awesome. But we've had this discussion. We've closed the book on it, and we've stopped doing it. And the reason they want to have this discussion is not to show how awesome we are. This administration wants to have this discussion to show us how we're not awesome.
This administration,
they apologize to this country. I mean, they don't like this country.
They want us to look bad,
and all this does is have our enemies laughing at us.
Well, Ms. Tontoros is right that this is being brought out as a political distraction from all the bad stuff Obama's doing. But she's wrong to sit there and imply then that it's purely partisan, because the truth is they've got the black sites, the ghost sites still going. The torture has intensified. It hasn't stopped. It's just that a bunch of Bush administration lawyers like John Yoo bragged about the torture when it was clearly illegal. And so that's now why the Democrats are scoring points. They all went along with it. So just because both sides are involved doesn't make it okay. Or just because one side criticizes the other doesn't make them good guys. The larger issue here is, what is Guantanamo Bay, Camp X-Ray, and other camps around the world and the country really about? I'm going to tell you what they're really about coming up in the next segment. We are also going to obviously take your phone calls today. The Reverend C.L. Bryant is going to be joining us to talk about race relations in this country. We're also going to have Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on, who's a South African, to break down how it was used politically to divide folks in South Africa. So a black preacher and a white preacher, who are friends, by the way, we're going to get both of their perspectives, a perspective you won't get from the controlled right or the controlled left. The key is researching things outside the box to understand how the social engineers are manipulating things. That's coming up. And then Dr. Steve Pachinik on the torture report put out by Dianne Feinstein. That's all a bunch of smoke and mirrors that we're getting to the bottom of it, and oh, it gave us this great intel, and oh, it's not really torture, it's enhanced, or man, you ought to see the Russians, they really torture, or boy, the Chinese, they really torture, so why shouldn't we? Because torture is extremely useful and extremely effective is why we shouldn't be doing it. Now, wait for it. Not effective in getting real intel. Effective in terrorizing the population. Effective in getting fake confessions. Effective in creating fear worldwide. And effective in then scapegoating America in the end for the globalist agenda when they go to the next level of planetary government and are done having the U.S. honcho world government. That is, run it. So we're going to break it all down coming up. It's very effective for tyrants. That's why the communists worldwide use it. It's why the Nazis used it. It's why every thug dictator from Idi Amin to Ceausescu to Fidel and Raul Castro use it. And when they get up there and go, Obama's against it, to get conservatives watching Fox News to go, yeah, don't take my torture, you know, snuggle toy away. How do you get a dog to really want something, not let him have it? Or, I'm not going to let you have broccoli, you tell the two-year-old. Nope, can't have the broccoli. I'm not giving it to you. And then they eat the broccoli. How dare you try to take our torture away, you cowardly traitor? Amazing. So we're going to break it all down coming up today. Your phone calls and a lot more. And then a ton of stuff up on InfoWars.com. 74-year-old woman wins gunfight with criminal thugs. That video is on InfoWars.com. College president criticized for saying all lives matter and more.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3000.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Hard to believe. But it's already Wednesday, the 10th day of December 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours live, as we are every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well. We have InfoWars Nightly News. That is, of course, at 7 o'clock Central. And we simulcast the Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv. Where to start? Where to begin? Because there is so much to go over here, obviously, today. The big news story that we've been covering since it began 13 years ago is the fact that torture is ubiquitous throughout the U.S. military services now. Joe Biggs, who we really ought to do an interview with and a report on in studio, talking about his experiences with it, would go out on patrols, grab people out of their houses that they were ordered to target, and deliver them to the FBI, the DEA, Special Forces, CIA, depending on which group it was. And sometimes the people didn't come out. And they would hear the screaming, the begging. It would go on and on and on. There have been special investigations. There have been admissions. There have been investigative journalist reports where soldiers have gone public admitting that sometimes they'd go into a village in Afghanistan and just kill everyone in it, including babies. And then the argument is, well, that's how you get tough and win wars. You know, you firebomb Dresden. No, what you really do is lose the moral high ground. And then America can be demonized worldwide. But know this, Dianne Feinstein's Senate report on CIA and enhanced interrogation, as it's called, that'd be like if I robbed a bank at high noon with a machine gun and roughed up a few of the tellers, or if you did it, and when the police came, you said, I'm not robbing a bank in armed robbery, aggravated robbery. I am engaged in an enhanced withdrawal from the bank. Or if you beat somebody to death with a baseball bat, you didn't beat him to death. You were just involved in an enhanced massage. Now, the argument is these people blew up the World Trade Centers, and so they deserve it. We're taking the gloves off. Everything that's been done with torture, rendition, the NDAA, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, from day one was focused on the American people, period. That's it. It's always been about erasing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and rolling out NSA spying publicly, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, rolling out torture, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, but it's really for the general public, rolling out total control and the end of any underground free market systems in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, but really shutting down any type of free commerce. This is all about converting us from a free society to a tyranny with a capital T. Now, I know that most of our audience knows that. But I wanted today to actually get into what torture itself is really being carried out for. First and foremost, if the people that have hijacked our government can ever get away with openly selling torture, the sky's the limit. Already, for more than 30 years in this country, they have what they call pain compliance in police departments. And in my film, Martial Law, we show large clips of this, of the LAPD and others breaking pro-lifers' arms for sitting on the sidewalk with nunchucks, twisting them around their arms and breaking them. In fact, if you go to YouTube, guys, and type in Martial Law 911, the police state, and just skip ahead like 3 hours to the very last 10 minutes of the film, there's an extra that gets into torture. We ought to re-air that whole extra here on air sometime. It's like 10 minutes long. Very, very powerful. It shows in Cincinnati, and it shows in L.A. Peaceful people on the sidewalks having two cops with billy clubs twist them together till the arm breaks, or twisting nunchucks around and then breaking the arm, and the Christian still just sits there bleeding on the ground, and the cops come with billy clubs and start beating him in the head. That's a police state that's illegal, and it's torture. And Democratic Party judges back it in Democratic Party-controlled areas. If you look at where torture actually goes on the books and is defended by the judges, Democratic-controlled areas. Now, the Republicans are wild police state pushers as well. There's a lot of things that factor into this larger system. Number one, it's about using it domestically and being able to corrupt the judicial system beyond repair. Number two, it's about getting fake confessions. Number three, it's about having laboratories with people as young as 14 at Camp X-Ray and other camps around the world, not just Gitmo, where they can grab innocent people but psychologically profile them and find people that can be double and triple agents to actually go out and lead ISIS, Al-Qaeda brigades. And they had 17-year-olds and people that were in Gitmo for 8 years that were released when they're 25 years old to go command brigades of 4,000 men. And they know where to get the drop-offs of the weapons. They are the intermediary with the C-130s that land with the weapons. They are the ones that do this. So it's actually a college to find recruits, just like a Soviet re-education camp would be an old sports stadium or an old prison, and they would bring in tens of thousands of people per week. Most of them would only stay a few days. They'd beat you, torture you, find out if you were easy to break, if you'd go on their payroll and be one of their operatives. It's mainly about bringing you under control, bringing you under fear. And that's what they do at Gitmo, is they find the people that will be the double and triple agents. So understand that the CIA base and DARPA base that is admitted to be within Gitmo is admittedly a CIA mind control laboratory. We are showing for TV viewers at Infowars.com/show peaceful pro-lifers on the sidewalks, one after the other, having their arms broken with precision. You going to hear anything from Dianne Feinstein about that? Turns out when she was a senator, she pressured the courts to rule this legal. And I've noticed whenever the cops break one of their arms, the others will come up and start beating them to second it, just to say, I certify this is good, gouging their eyes in, grabbing their noses and pulling them up till they break them. Do you see Christians in mass out there saying, I can't breathe? No, because these are people trying to save unborn babies. And we've got hours of the video as they just sit there grabbing women's hair, gouging their eyes in, twisting their arms so they break, choking them. So understand, folks, this is being done across the board. This is what bipartisanly the police since the 70s have been taught to do in many departments. They could just pick them up and throw them in a paddy wagon like places like Austin, Texas. I mean, Austin's got its own problems, but I'm sorry. I've been all over the country. I'm not just kissing up the Austin police. It's true. They don't do this type of thing. It's psychopathic. It's evil. So let's get one thing straight. This torture is all about legitimizing in here. But more importantly, in the larger aspect worldwide, radical Islam is being funded, protected, shepherded. And when we let the system take our rights away in the name of fighting a radical Islam, we fall into the larger trap, and we lose the moral high ground. China, Russia, all these other countries can criticize us and call us despicable now because our government admitted they did all this, then lied about it later. That's all part of demonizing us towards the collapse later when America served its usefulness to the world government. Because when they demonize America, they demonize free market, the Second Amendment, John Wayne, stuff like that. That all gets the blame. capitalism gets the blame for the crony insider takeover when it's the opposite of capitalism. See how it works? So it's a multifaceted 360 program of corruption that's going on and unfolding right now. We're going to look at the torture report. Fox News saying America's awesome, basically because we torture. It's truly sick. The video's on InfoWars.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, change cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
But you know, when Republicans say, you know, why now? Why this timing? Why not this timing? I mean, no time is a good time.
No, that's not true. She's leaving for chairmanship. So Dianne Feinstein wants to get this off her desk. And look, I agree with you. The United States of America is awesome. We are awesome. But we've had this discussion. We've closed the book on it and we've stopped doing it. And the reason they want to have this discussion is not to show how awesome we are. This administration wants to have this discussion to show us how we're not awesome.
This administration,
they apologize for the day. They don't like this country. They want us to look bad, and all this does is have our enemies laughing at us because we are having
our enemies are beheading raping people.
I agree.
Okay, but I think it's a waterboarding. I'm playing Christina Aguilera.
Now, that reporter for Fox News, or that pundit, what's her name? Say it over there. She really ought to live in Legoland, the imaginary world where you just say everything's awesome.
Her name is Andrea Tantaros.
And any criticism of the system is just you saying America isn't awesome. No, America's awesome and exceptional when we have the lowest taxes, the most freedom, the best courts, the most transparent systems. America's not awesome when we have the biggest government in the world, the biggest debt in the world, the most unhealthy people in the world, paramilitary police, totally legal surveillance. Our government is hiring Al-Qaeda groups, calling them ISIS, to turn loose against Syria. Then they go crazy, break ranks and go into Iraq, so now we have to fight them. Everything is not awesome. And there's this cult-like mentality out there that if you just say everything's awesome and live in denial, you'll be okay. Almost everybody I know who's had kids that commit suicide, almost everybody I know who has horrible stuff happen in their life, live in denial and say everything is awesome. And will tell their friends and family and others, good job, when they haven't done a good job. I'm not one-tenth as extreme as the fictional character in the movie Whiplash that I went and saw this weekend. I thought it was excellent. But at the end, you find out he's not really a bad guy. He was actually trying to push someone who had incredible talent to the next level. And you know what? If you don't want to act like a free person and you don't want to stand up for yourself, you're going to be a slave. And slaves usually have some little shuck and jive dance that they put on politically of why it's okay that they're slaves, and okay that they laid down, and okay that they went along with evil. But make no mistake, even if you hate Muslims with a diehard passion, know that the people running our country into the ground are financing radical Islam and turning it loose as a weapon against non-radical Muslims all over the world, and are turning them against us so the government can play the part of the hero and the savior and take our freedoms and then flip Homeland Security on the people. Whether it's Germany or England or the United States or Russia, they all used 9/11 to take people's freedoms, and now they use the Patriot Act against land rights activists. Now they say use the Patriot Act against the Bundys, and they say they're domestic terrorists, and in all the police and military training manuals, they say Christians point blank are terrorists, gun owners point blank are terrorists. I mean, they don't just say radical extremists, watch them, like they did 10 years ago or 6 years ago. Now they say point blank, if you're an evangelical or you're in the Tea Party, that's terrorist, we will court-martial you. So here we are. And then when Major Hassan goes around and kills 14 people and injures 25 or whatever at Fort Hood, they won't call that terrorism. The judge finally ruled it was, and they're giving them purple hearts, and it certainly was terrorism. Why didn't they want that? Because they want to continue to bring these radicals into the country. They want to continue to protect them. And for 2 years, the CIA was tracking Hassan, talking to the head of Al-Qaeda, and knew he was going to attack. And they've declared national security on those emails in Congress, but congressmen have spoken out about it, but the CIA knew. Of course they knew. They run these people. They help set up what is Al-Qaeda today. So I don't want to hear about torture to stop them or stop their next attack. They're at Guantanamo Bay building terrorists. You understand that?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The AlkaVision team would like to thank you for your support this past year. We're proud to have helped so many people feel more vibrant with our unique blend of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Share the gift of health and vitality this holiday season. Order 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615, or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Live Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of 2 organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift. Secure your Secret 12 formula before December 17th at InfoWarsLife.com and receive it before Christmas guaranteed. That's InfoWarsLife.com before December 17th or by calling 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I'm going to break down exactly what's behind torture. I've already gone over a lot of it, but I want to give people the big picture. Not from my perspective, this is all on record. And why are they putting out this report now? Where is this all going? Now, there's a philosophy they're following, and I want to explain that. We'll do it in one moment. I'm very excited that only after being sold out for, 3 weeks, we have been able to produce right here in America the highest quality sublingual or lingual, that is taken by mouth, on the tongue or under the tongue, Vitamin B12 Secret 12. You saw me for about a year in here taking it each day when I would put it in the water if you're a TV viewer and mix it with the X2 Nation Iodine Super Male Vitality. I do that a couple times a day. I just add it to my water. I love it. Well, now we can tell you what it is. It's Secret 12. See the full write-up of the molecules, of why it's pharmaceutical grade, and more at InfoWarsLife.com. Secret 12 is 80% methylcobalamin. That's the type that people inject. And then 20% this other type of organic that fuses together. It's basically cofactors meant to help you absorb it. And it's of the vegetarian type as well. It was developed for vegetarians, but then it was found to absorb even more. So normally you only absorb 7 to 10, maybe 12% of it when you take it by mouth. Injections, about 90%, depending on the person's body. This, we believe from our research, is much more absorbable. I've taken other sublingual vitamin B12s. Does not have one-tenth the effect on me personally. It's very affordably priced as well. It is super high quality, no additives, no nothing. Just two types of B12. And the best part is children think it's candy. It tastes sweet. It is delicious because that's what this nutrient actually tastes like. So you want the highest quality B12 out there at a very affordable price and support the InfoWar. We got a very limited run in. And it'll probably be another 3 to 4 or 5 weeks when it sells out till we get it. We've been out for 3 weeks. Secret 12. And if you order now, you can get it well before Christmas. All orders up until the 17th are guaranteed in the lower 48. We can really ship out past that to like the 19th to 20th. You'll probably still get it. But we're just saying order by the 17th. We can get it out on the 18th or 19th and get it to you. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Also, I was seeing Rob Dew lost 18 pounds on OxyPowder in 1 week. That was another testimonial of somebody else in the office. I was mixing the two, conflating the two by accident. He lost because he wasn't fat. He just had a little bit of a belly for some reason. The rest of him was all muscle. Because I know I've been too many times with him and his family and his wife and my kids. He had a little belly, like most of us do, even if you're skinny. It just went away in a week because it was all that detritus in there blew out. He took 7 caplets a day. They recommend 4 to 5. I'm here to tell you, this is, of all the products, this is the one with the most rave reviews that people say is life-changing. Because it's not some harsh herbs or something that could be painful, make you take off work, that flushes you out. This is time-released proprietary oxygen that ozonates inside the lower and upper intestine, large and small intestine, and is dramatic. And I've talked to a lot of other crew. CJ's talked about what it's done for him. This is not a game. It's not a joke. We only bring in the most hardcore products that also help fund InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the nightly news, the filmmaking, the writers, a true independent news organization, openly biased towards liberty, biased to the truth, biased to having a policy of truth. And I disagree with Depeche Mode. They say a policy of truth gets you in trouble. I really don't think that's the case unless it's, you know, a woman asks you if a dress looks good and you don't think it looks good. You just got to tell them it looks good because they don't really want to be told that it looks bad. They want to be told that you like the dress. But other than that, I don't engage in a lot of lying, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, if my mom makes some food every once in a while that isn't the best, my mom's a great cook, it doesn't taste too good, I say, yeah, it's really good. I like that other recipe, though, better. But other than that, I'm just a straight shooter. And we have the highest quality products at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 888-253-3139. We're also running a special right into the new year, half off yearly PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. 20 people can use each membership. If you have a membership, be sure and share it. You can get all your Christmas shopping done in one day at InfoWarsStore.com and know you're getting high quality products, whether it's camouflage, Molon, Labe, come and take it shirts, made in America, or whether it's limited edition Molon Labe belt buckles or the commemorative Molon Labe coin. Only 500 have been minted. It's been double stamped. It's just the highest grade that we were able to get, made right here in the good old U.S. of A. That's InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And MSNBC attacks me for selling stuff. They get taxpayer money, I will just point out again, and bailout money. NPR gets taxpayer money. See how sick and filthy they are. See how disgusting they are. They don't want the Liberty Movement to have its own organizations. They don't want us to have our own platforms. Bill Clinton's documents got released last year and this year. More got released. WorldNet Daily got them. And there they were in the early 1990s saying, we got to shut down Joseph Farah and the Western Journalism Center, because if the people ever understand they can put out their own media, we won't control reality anymore and won't have our Operation Mockingbird over the mainstream media anymore. Well, guess what, Clinton? You failed. But now they're striking back, so it's more important than ever to support our local AM and FM affiliates. It's more important than ever to support their local sponsors or to become a sponsor. If you build it, if you support liberty, it will take over. If you believe we can change society, we will win. But if you don't believe that, we don't have a prayer in Hades of turning things around. And so you might as well just kiss your future, your prosperity, and your children goodbye and bend over to be a slave to the New World Order for those shackles to get put on your arms, because it is here in a big, big way. Now, before I get to my breakdown of what's really going on with torture and why we should all be against it, but why the system is also for it, I want to go to David Knight's report. There's also one by Leanne McAdoo we're going to play later. Torture, the Ugly Truth, Feinstein Won't Confront. And we're going to play that report, that I'm going to come back in 3.5 minutes and give you my multifaceted take on what's really behind the torture and also why we want to be vehemently opposed to it. Here is that special report with David Knight.
As Gruber goes before Congress to be drilled for torturing the data about Obamacare in order to deceive the American people, a heavily edited and censored report about actual torture was released by the Senate. Republican and Democrat reactions have been as predictable as they are hypocritical. But the most surprising reaction has come from some libertarians who have in the past opposed torture. More on that in a moment. But first, the politicians. Senator Feinstein is sanctimoniously promoting the release as a confrontation of the ugly truth.
History will judge us by our commitment to a just society governed by law and the willingness to face an ugly truth and say never again.
Without any sense of irony or guilt, Feinstein says that on the very same day that the NDAA heads to the Senate floor for the fourth time under her leadership. It destroys our commitment to a just society governed by the rule of law when it presumes to authorize illegal, unconstitutional actions like indefinite detention of U.S. citizens by the military without any charges, as well as rendition and presumably enhanced interrogation, federal government's euphemism for torture. She won't face that ugly truth. She won't say never again, but rather let's do it again. And of course, after the 1,600-page NDAA was released at 10:30 at night, the GOP House passed it just a day and a half later, mocking their pledge of 2010 to always read the bill. And they're going to do the same thing with the omnibus continuing resolution spending bill, keeping it secret until just a few hours before the vote. And will the Republican who's likely to take Feinstein's place on the Senate Intelligence Committee be any better than Feinstein? Absolutely not. Richard Burr will be much worse, having already gone on record saying there shouldn't be any public hearing about what the CIA or the NSA does about anything. For the most amazing reaction that shows how low America has already sunk into accepting a lawless government comes from the executive director of the ACLU, who previously lobbied Bush to oppose presidential pardons for those who had planned and authorized torture. The ACLU director points out that neither Obama nor the Justice Department has shown any appetite for holding anyone accountable. When the department did conduct an investigation, it appeared not to have interviewed any of the prisoners who were tortured. And it repeatedly abused the state secrets privilege in order to derail cases brought by prisoners, including Americans who were tortured as enemy combatants. But now the ACLU is calling for formal pardons for these people. Their tortured logic, worthy of John Gruber is that doing nothing, as Obama has and will do, is a tacit pardon. We need to have, they say, an explicit pardon, so we can, as a society, at least acknowledge that laws were broken. That's it. No longer any hope of criminal prosecution for leaders and government employees who violate the law, commit treason, and torture people, including American citizens. No, the best we can hope for is to say it was wrong. But don't think that you're going to even get that in this kind of lawless society. Our government no longer has the will to punish cops who murder or politicians who torture and murder. That's the real ugly truth we have to confront. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
We're so blessed to have David Knight here in our operation. Just an amazing mind, great research, and a great host of the Nightly News and this radio show. The reason I played that report is he gets at the heart of it. And then I'll add to all the satellite issues that are connected to it. There's a philosophy of the globalist. Create financial banking systems where central private banks control the issuance of currency and credit. They're able to take over the world. Then to illegitimately continue that and expand social engineering towards their aim of population reduction, they then want to set up police states. To do that, they've got to fund and finance and protect terrorist groups to create the outside threat to allow them to come in and take control. And this isn't me saying this 14 years ago. I said it 14 years ago, and now it's come true. So there's no debate about that. And an example of this is the NSA. Illegally spying on us for political control, to control the markets, to target their political enemies, totally illegal, classical 200-proof tyranny. No debating. Then they deny it's happening. They get caught doing it. Then they make excuses for it, whitewash it, don't get in trouble for it, and are now coming out with new laws they're trying to pass to codify it on the books where there'll be no due process, period, in anything. This is what they do. They commit the evil. When they get caught, they whitewash it, legitimize it, and have the courts and the legislatures certify it. I remember having guests on 19 years ago who were showing me MERS documents and others, who even had MERS, documents dealing with robo-signing, and telling me that they're selling mortgages 10, 20, 30 times and teaching me about derivatives. And some of them were like former city council members and economists like George Humphrey. I mean, I knew he'd been on the city council when I was in high school. I knew he, you know, was a wealthy guy that owned buildings downtown. I knew that he owned clothing stores around the country. I mean, I knew he was a well-known guy around town, and I started fighting the New World Order, and George said, hey, let's go out to eat, or hey, come on my access show. He would go to an access show just to get the word out. He also wrote books and things. He's been a frequent guest here. He's so zenned out now, he just isn't involved that much anymore. He's involved some. Zenned out is the word, by the way. He's a great guy, like Obi-Wan Kenobi or something. But George said, let me explain how it really works. He explained derivatives. He explained how the whole show goes. But see, I would then talk about that and have guests on, and people thought I was a space alien. Now everybody knows about robo-signers and derivatives and credit default swaps and how they sell some mortgages 100 times, or people who had their mortgage paid off for 20 years and had paid cash. Bank of America comes along and forecloses. They never even held a note. How does that happen? Well, they got caught. Did they stop it? No. They've intensified it. They've expanded it. And now they're getting state legislatures to pass laws legalizing it. Retroactively. See, nobody's house is safe. Nobody's property safe under a fascist system. And that's what this is politically for the elite. They're in a fascist system where there's still free market, but government decides winners and losers. And the corporations then put their people in to shut down their competition. And then throughout the chain, anyone working for government or major corporations ends up being like the new nobility who is above the law. And we go back to pre-Magna Carta, Battle of Runnymede, 1215, where the people got together and had the king, captured him at the battle, and said, you sign the Magna Carta, or we're going to cut your head off right now. You are not going to let your lords rape our daughters whenever they feel like it. You're not going to let your sheriffs kill our people whenever they want, the cops. You are going to respect us. You can't come in our house without a warrant. You've got to have a jury, a grand jury, on all these issues. Then they had a decade-long war to enforce it. So when I talk about 1776 worldwide, I'm not attacking England. 1776 came out of England. Those Englishmen that were in the colonies knew their rights that their fathers and grandfathers had fought and died for in the old country. That's where all the freedom comes from, is England, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's a great tyranny. It's what's so sad. 1776, I had people, 3,000 of them chanting 1776, north of London, out front the Bilderberg building, when I gave that speech and explained that, the history of it. It's 1776 worldwide. It's about accountability. It's about due process. And when the system doesn't have it, it's over. And that's what torture is about. Sticking a fork in us, openly torturing to get fake confessions, to create spies that have been tortured into submission. And it's also to be used against us to create fear. And that's what this is a whole giant, sickening whitewash where they make it political, where now if you're against torture, you support Obama, when Obama is continuing the torture. We'll be back with more details. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by KatieArmor.com, your most affordable option for body armor. Packages starting at $195. Go now to KatieArmor.com and get yours. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. kept in the dark. The president says, I'll make sure we never resort to those methods again. Terror warning issued ahead of the report. House GOP spending bill includes $1 billion to help poor and unskilled Central American migrants establish themselves in the United States. See, the GOP is involved in this because of the same special interest. I'm reading off DrudgeReport.com. The same special interest that are run the Democrats or running the Republicans. But the Republican grassroots are great people, and they're trying to take the Republicans over. That's why the Tea Party is so important. Just finishing up on the whole torture issue. Then we've got some guests on race relations, South Africa, the way the left used that to destabilize the country. And then we'll have Dr. Steve Pachinik on in the third hour talking about the torture report. And we'll open the phones up for your questions or your comments. But simply put, it's what David Knight said. It's about the end of rule of law. It's about government not being accountable on banker bailouts, on torture, on an executive president that acts like a dictator, on the derivatives, on every front. They want to be above the law, and they want to sell the idea that patriotism is going along with torture. And they play that parlor trick of saying Obama is releasing this report with Feinstein to blame Republicans and to make himself look good. And that's absolutely true. The difference is, though, bipartisanly, they're all involved in it together, as we showed with the NDAA, the Patriot Act. And, folks, it's continuing. I've talked to the active duty soldiers, and it's come out in the news. They are now handing them over like they did pre-9/11 to third parties in Jordan and Romania and Poland and Ukraine and Egypt. Though Egypt doesn't trust the U.S. anymore and isn't doing it. And mainly, it's not about getting answers from bad guys. It is about setting the precedent, creating cadres of U.S. military and others that will torture people. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it goes on. Now, it's true that all the major studies show that promising to give somebody money or to take care of their kids or to give them lenient treatment works better than torture. But torture does work in some cases. You put a gun to somebody's head or start chopping their fingers off, they'll start talking. But it's a greater evil to have something like that going on because it will be deployed against innocent people, and it does lead to absolute hell on earth in every case. That's why the communists and the Nazis, everybody else uses it, and that's why America supposedly didn't use torture. And I've read the history books, both the British, the French, and the colonial. It's true. George Washington would hang you, would have you court-martialed, and if it was found guilty, you'd be hung if you raped somebody, if you pillaged, if you looted, and if you tortured. Because you had to have the moral high ground. And that's why he was so respected. And the British, who engaged in some of the atrocities, nothing compared to what you see nowadays, turned a lot of the colonies against them with atrocities. So in the end game, it's about demonizing America long term as global government comes in. We're the country that tortures. We're the country that has the racial problems, blah, blah, blah. A.K.A. the U.N. is the savior. So that's what torture is really all about, setting America up, us being corrupted, losing the moral high ground. We should all reject it. Reject it. On penalty of your soul, reject it.
GCNLive.com today.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nixon iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield Nixon iodine or DNA Force, Supermale Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true.
just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.